Welcome to the Difference Maker podcast, the show that highlights chartered accountants who are making a difference either in their industry, company, or for social good. A podcast created by CAW Network USA.
I would like to kind of move on to talking about the trends in international payments so that our listeners can get caught up on these trends. Now, just but before we go into that, tell us a little bit more about Zai and your story to date.
Yeah, sure. Zai is effectively a new payments company which has come together from a merger of two other companies. One's called Currency Fair, which is a well-known online self-service multi-currency payment platform where people can use the platform to send money around the world from pretty low exchange rates and, you know, much cheaper than sending money to a bank, eight times cheaper usually. And also then a company in Australia called Assembly Payments, which was a domestic Australian payment company very much focused on embedding payments into workflow for platforms or gig economies or marketplaces where you have a lot of orchestration of payments, either in real time, or money coming in and being collected on behalf of the platform or the customers on the platform, and then money being dispersed out to the actual suppliers to the platform. So, you know, we saw an opportunity to merge the two businesses together in a way that we could really bring to market a cross-border B2B real-time payment platform, so which would allow any company to really have a limitless opportunity to develop their business and take payment in any form or make payment in any form, whether it's from a wallet, a bank account, to a card or from a card, etc., in such a way that payments doesn't become a blocker to global expansion. In fact, it becomes an enabler of global expansion because, you know, the market is limitless in terms of what you can do and who you can service. And then it's a commercial decision for the company as to which markets they want to operate in, which customers they want to serve. And we just provide this underlying infrastructure that makes basically commerce and trading completely seamless. And that's our thesis. And there's a couple of trends in the market generally, which I think are, you know, basically tailwinds for a business like ours and other people like us. I mean, just first of all, you have this move to, it's called DeFi now, or decentralized finance, where there's a general push towards embedding payment applications into business processes or into kind of marketplaces or into ERP systems in such a way that banking or payments just becomes ubiquitous within the business and gets managed inside the business in a real-time fashion. The second thing is real-time payments. We're moving more and more to a global real-time payment network. You know, so, you know, you make a payment in Ireland or the UK or Australia, and then 10 seconds later, that money is in the bank account of somebody somewhere else in the world. You know, so you get away from this overnight payments, batch payments, expensive payments in such a way that, you know, when you pay somebody, you know they've been paid and they've received the money pretty much real time, basically, as well. So it just makes commerce much more seamless and more frictionless. Yeah. And then lastly, like, it's, there's a lot of change happening around real time direct debiting, which is a whole new concept of open banking, which started in the UK. And the big driver there is people are looking at ways to be able to enable or give authorization to, let's say, an online store or e-commerce or a business, like, say, for example, a gym, to be able to direct debit your bank account with your subscription on a regular basis through your approval when you sign up with them, in such a way that it becomes seamless and you can move people away from paying everything by a card or debit card or a credit card. And it's a much simpler and a much cheaper way for people to be actually to businesses to charge their customers, you know, and they can get paid in real time, basically, as well. So there's a lot of movement away from using the card rails, which are quite expensive, you know, as a payment method. Now, it has lots of benefits, but it's quite expensive for a lot of businesses. And sometimes businesses don't need the level of fraud and risk management that comes with a card platform for their day-to-day business, which is a much less riskless platform. Like, a gym memberships is not a high-risk business per se. So there's lots of changes happening in payments, which help people like us, you know, bring products to market around, you know, global payment platforms, which allow payment from anywhere at any time in any payment method, in or out.
Very interesting. And which markets are standing out in terms of the real-time payments innovation? And are there any key developments that will happen in the coming years?
Yeah, I suppose the UK was the first market to really adopt what's called faster payments or real-time payments for smaller transaction sizes. Then it was, you know, that was replicated in Hong Kong and Singapore and other countries. In Australia, was a bit later to market, but they've been able to benefit from the learnings everywhere else. So they have an MPP system, which is probably better than the other countries, and that's really driving a lot of innovation in Australia. So open banking followed on from faster payments in the UK, which allowed people, access any bank account from anywhere through different apps. And Australia has just launched one called Pay2, which is like a real-time debiting platform where you initiate or you approve the direct debit as a customer at the time you sign up. And then the payment actually follows the initiation in a single step, in a single profile. So it's a frictionless way to pay by direct debit. And that's coming to market now actually on July the 1st. And we'll be one of the first in the market with Pay2 in Australia. And I think that way of doing things will actually permeate around the world. So we were just in the US a few weeks ago, speaking at a conference on PayNow, which is the US equivalent payments. It's coming out in 2 or 3 years' time. So the US is now getting on board with moving more and more to real-time payments away from checks and cash. And the US is still a very check and cash-driven economy, surprisingly so, given it's such an advanced economy compared to some of the other markets around the world. So there's a lot of innovation happening. And so the US is probably the biggest market for it, but it's a bit later. And Australia is probably the leader in terms of currently where innovation's at.
That's very interesting. And then in terms of Zai, where do you see your growth tie into that then?
Well, like Australia is our biggest market. We won an award yesterday from FinTech Australia for a recognition award by our peers based on, our position and presence in the marketplace. And we're thankful for that. But really, that will continue to grow and develop for us. But I think in the medium term, the US market is probably going to be our largest market. As innovation evolves and the US plays catch up with the rest of the world on automation of payments and real-time payments, there'll be a bigger opportunity there just because the geographic size of the country and the GDP, and the payment GDP in the country. But apart from those two geographic markets, we've always targeted Asia as a growth area for us as a business, mostly because every Asian country has its own currency. So you have much more opportunity for us as a cross-border payment company to be able to, to provide value-added services around, seamless and efficient foreign exchange and trading and transactions. And also, a lot of those countries use the US dollar as the trading currency between them. So often you have like multiple legs on an FX cross-border payment flow, which today are kind of all broken and not necessarily very seamless. So in that sense, we see Asia as having a lot of opportunity for us. Plus, I think, I've been working in Asia now for a couple of years. We see that's where ultimately the world's growth is happening. Look at the general growth in GDP as a region. Asia is growing much faster than Europe, even although Europe is a much bigger starting economy. There's a lot more innovation in Asia because a lot of the technologies there leapfrog, right, older mainframe solutions. So countries go from having no banking infrastructure to having a real-time infrastructure pretty much overnight just because they're coming from starting with a blank sheet of paper, rather than trying to iterate on existing technologies. So generally growth in Asia, we see as really important for us, and along with the US market and continuing to expand with our current customers.